In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. In the workforce and in the world, in our day-to-day interactions, it seems that image is important. How the face looks, how the body looks, how your resume looks, how your networks look, who you spend time with, who you rub elbows with. And while it's true that how we present ourselves to others matters in terms of offering love and warmth and kindness and hospitality in whatever way we can, sometimes our appearances and focusing too much on them make us forget what it is to be created as icons and likenesses of God. Does the icon show us everything about the saint or the holy person being shown? We wouldn't have an icon if their whole spiritual being were not sanctified. But it's not everything about the person. In the same way, Saint Theotokos says that we participate in the image of God through the intellect of the soul. So being icons of God is not just the storefront. When Jesus says that he's speaking to the Pharisees who are very good at keeping up appearances, he says the outside of the dish and the cup are clean, but the inside is full of filth and extortion. And how many times do we covet one another because of outward appearances? What does so-and-so's life look like on Facebook? What does my fellow parishioner look like? What is their family doing? And all too often we hear, I can't believe that happened in that family. They're such a wonderful family. So we must pray for each other always that God work in our lives. It's God who restores the icon, because even physically we're subject to corruption, as Saint Theotokos also pointed out. As beautiful as we can make ourselves, there's no escape from sickness and disability and death. That's not to be morbid, because Christ has come and has identified with you and me and has suffered with you and me, has died for you and me, but he also bestows life and resurrection on all of us. So what a great hope we have. That we can be restored in body and soul, because God has become a human being. The Word became flesh. O Logos sarx egeneto. And what a magnificent array of colors and beauty we use to celebrate that wonderful fact. If the Word had not been made flesh, then we would have a very blank walls. What could we show in an icon? But we have this ability in baptism to be restored icons, body and soul, united to Christ. And when the soul is holy, then the body does holy things. And when the body is doing holy things, the soul is in good condition. We can't separate and say just the external is the icon. Being icons of God is a great mystery. And when we participate in the sacramental life, day by day, He will reveal to us who we really are. In today's beautiful gospel encounter of Nathanael and the Lord, Christ says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile." And Nathanael says, "How do you know me?" And Jesus says, "Before Philip called you, while you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And Nathanael declares Christ as the Son of God, the King of Israel, because only God would have known where Nathanael was when no one else was there before Philip called him. And Jesus says to him that if he was amazed by that, he's going to see even greater things. And so whenever Christ reveals to us a sin that we have committed and we may be inclined to feel discouraged, let's remember that this is Christ who knows everything about us. He knows about our body and our soul, and He knows all our needs. And rather than looking at others with envy, we can look to Christ with hope and know that each one of us is a unique and unrepeatable icon of God Himself. What other honor can surpass that? Pray for one another and pray for strength and thankfulness for having this honor given to each one of us. And know that when we participate in the sacramental life of Christ, when we confess and return to the holiness of baptism, God is restoring the image that was fallen because He has become a human being. To Christ our God be all glory, honor, and worship, together with His eternal Father and His all holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.